This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Scott Petrak from the Chronicle-Telegram has watched every bit of it, and he's out joining us right now on the Mercedes-Benz of Bedford hotline. Hello, Scott.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm pretty good.
Are you in a camp coma yet?
No, I'm still excited. The sun's still shining every day out here. We got a day off tomorrow. It's all good.
That's what you want. All right, so I'm already mad. And the reason I'm mad is this. I want DeShone Kizer to go out and be so good that he ends up being the starting quarterback on this team. To me, that's how you advance things the most. And if that happens, great. If it doesn't, whoever performs the best to me at the quarterback spot, Scott, should be the quarterback of this football team when they start the season. So in the drills yesterday, Cody Kessler has some issues, gets sacked, hangs onto the ball too long. Kizer looks like a rookie. Brock Osweiler throws three touchdown passes, and Hugh says, well, that's because the plays were there to be made. What does this poor guy have to do to get any love out of Hugh Jackson?
Yeah, I think he's going to have to keep doing it, Jeff. You know, I mean, that's the thing about Brock, his situation. When he came here, he was an afterthought. So in order for him not only to stick around, but to have a legitimate shot to win this job and be the guy week one, He's gonna have to blow people away. You know, I think he came in at a disadvantage, and now he's got to make up that disadvantage. And he's gone a little bit of the way doing that. You know, I think he's won over part of the coaching staff with his knowledge, and I think his experience is obvious in the classroom and on the field. You know, and I think if you ask anybody who's paying attention, who gives you the best shot to win week one, I think right now the answer is Brock Osweiler. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to be the guy. But if he continues to make that well-known and make it obvious, then that's the best chance he has of sticking around and being the guy.
I'm just wondering, how much of a hole is he in? I mean, you say that. I wonder the same thing. Yeah. And then I wonder, well, it's either is he going to be a starter, cut, or are they desperately trying to trade him?
I think if the Browns had their wishes, either Kessler or Kizer would win the job, and some other team would come looking for a trade, desperate for a quarterback, and take half of Brock's salary. I think that's the ideal world, and then maybe you get another draft pick in there. But it hasn't happened yet. You know, we got a long ways to go. Nobody's played a preseason game yet. But, you know, if Kessler, you know, struggles throughout camp, and he hasn't looked great so far. He made one real good throw yesterday, but, you know, hasn't blown anybody away. And if they determine that Kizer's not ready or they just don't want to rush him, then – Osweiler seems a natural choice to me, you know, but I didn't have any real preconceived notions about Brock, and maybe some people inside the building did.
Does Osweiler's future with the team depend on the way the coaching staff is looking at their own future? Based on what you just said and what I've been thinking, too, I mean, if the coaching staff knows, hey, no matter what, we're here next year, let's go with a young guy and try to figure out how to get this done, or does the coaching staff say, I hated what we went through last year at 1-15. I want to win, and I want to win now.
Right. Well, I think that does play a part in it, although I think Hugh and his staff would be naive to think that they're guaranteed a third year. You know, I mean, if stuff really goes sideways and we're looking at 2-14 again, there's no guarantee these guys come back, no matter what Jimmy Haslam said on Saturday. So I think out of self-preservation, it would suit Hugh best to play the guy to give him the best chance to win. Now, that probably includes Brock Osweiler. You know, it probably includes Dez Bryant, who's a veteran that knows more than these rookies. But that doesn't mean that come, you know, September 4th, Sashi won't try to move one of these veterans if he thinks he can get something in return. And that's just where you are between rebuild and trying to contend.
Scott Petrak joining us from the Chronicle-Telegram, covers the Browns. The one thing about Osweiler, Scott, that I think people still forget, he's 26.
Yeah.
It's not like he couldn't be the long-term quarterback here. And I know you drafted Kizer. I think Kaiser's terrific. I hope Deshaun wins the job and is the guy here for 15 years. But you can't eliminate Osweiler from that conversation based on his age. He's plenty young enough.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. That's a good point, Jeff. I just think when you've drafted a quarterback in the third round a year ago and a quarterback in the second round this year, it's just natural if you're the organization to say, you know what, one of those guys should be the future, not some guy that was a throw-in in a trade for a second-round pick next year.
And you know what? That makes perfect sense. It really does. You still have to see those guys perform. Apparently, Kizer performing fairly well because Kenny Britt saying that he could be one of the greats. Well, thank you, Kenny.
Yeah, that's, you know, we're starting to get to know a little bit of Kenny Britt's personality, and it's out there. And, you know, I mean, he could be right, and I'm sure he feels that way, and it's good to say that about your young quarterback. And Kizer could be great. I mean, he's got all the physical tools, and I think he's shown that he has some of the intangibles. It's just obviously way too early to say that. But that's the kind of guy Kenny Britt is, and, you know, I put it in my headline because when somebody says that about, you know, the guy that could be your week one starter or you're hoping he's going to be your long-term starter, it's noteworthy. You know, Kenny's been in the league a few years now, so he's seen quarterbacks, so he's, you know, qualifies as some kind of an expert.
Scott, it kind of feels like just through the first couple of days of camp and even just being there last week for a little bit, it feels kind of hypeless. Does that make sense? Compared to past years, it feels kind of calm. And to me, I think that's – I'm trying to figure out if that's, well, they were so bad last year, no one has any expectations, or that we're a drama-less team outside a quarterback and who's going to be the quarterback. And to be honest with you, I think we could use a year with a little less drama.
Yeah, I'm a no-drama guy myself, Andy, so I'm with you. And you do get that vibe out here. And I don't know if part of that is because Kizer was, you know, number 52. Maybe if they had taken him at number 12, it would have a different vibe because, you know, they're saying, hey, he's the guy right away. You know, I'm sure 1-15 plays a big part in it, obviously. And I think the other thing is, you know, Miles Garrett, there's interest there, but he's not a controversial guy. You know, he was the consensus number one pick. He's a friendly guy. He works hard. I mean, there's no Johnny so far in this, you know, fellow Texas A&M Aggie. So there's no huge stories that just scream at you, you know, like from a national perspective. So I think it's good. And, you know, it's all about work, and it's all about getting better from 1-15. So they have so much work to do, they can't afford to be distracted.
Miles Garrett seems to be doing everything the right way, Scott, and including doing extra sprints to get himself into better shape at the end of practice. That's terrific. What's impressed you most about him?
Yeah, we're going to talk to him in a few minutes here. You know, that might be it, Jeff. That and just how his physique is unbelievable. You know, he runs those sprints with no shirt on. He's got about a 12 or 15-pack stomach. I mean, his shoulders are here, and he runs hard when he runs these 100-yard sprints. You know, you watch him in team drills, and he hasn't stood out yet. You watch him in the individuals, and you can see all the reasons they took him with the number one pick. And Clyde Simmons, the D-line coach, said yesterday, you see something special every day. But his reps have been limited because he's coming off the foot. He doesn't have the stamina that he'd like to have in the conditioning. So I don't think we've seen it show up, snap in and snap out. And I think that's the next step for him. But the fact that he's running on his own and he's keeping quiet in the meeting rooms and all those things you look for, the guy's not trying to make himself the center of attention. And that's a little bit refreshing for the number one pick.
Scott, the number three receiver on this team is currently on the team, or they're going to have to pick up somebody after Labor Day, beyond Corey Coleman and Kenny Britt?
I'm going to say they have to pick up somebody. I have high hopes for Ricardo Lewis. I think he's got the physical tools we're looking for, and I saw improvement from rookie year until the OTAs and minicamp. You've seen a little bit of him in training camp, but not enough. Like, that's my impression from the first 4 days of camp. Nobody's blown you away. You see, you know, a guy make a play here, a guy make a play here, but there's no, like, sustained, man, this guy's been the star of camp so far, so I'm waiting for somebody to do that. And until one of the receivers does it, it makes you think that, you know, if they're going to give whoever plays quarterback a chance to be successful, then they're going to have to go out and get another weapon receiver.
Scott Petrak joining us. Scott, should we read in anything into Hugh Jackson rolling out running plays like crazy as he started things in pads, or is that just the way it went?
I think it's two things. I think when you go to pads for the first time, it makes sense to run the ball because then you can tackle and your quarterback's not in danger and, you know, you let your offensive line go hit somebody. So I think that was part number one, but I don't think you can discount the fact that Hugh wants the mentality to shift this year, and he wants to say we're a run team, and you need to be, because whoever's going to play quarterback, you're going to have questions about it. And Joel Bitonio said it yesterday. He goes, we have to prove to Hugh that he can trust us to go get 4 or 5 yards of carry. You know, so many times we blame the coach for not running the ball more when the results don't show that he should run it more. So I think he's got the line. I think Crowell is poised for a big year. He's got Duke Johnson as his complimentary guy. They should run the ball, and it was a nice first tone for the tackling drills, the way they went and marched down the field running the ball.
Scott, 4 days in, tell me your best story that really isn't getting any play.
I don't know. You know what? Right tackle, you know, is going to be a good story. I think we're starting to kind of get a sense for Cam Irving versus Sean Coleman. Mm-hmm. But Sean might be the disadvantage because he's got to play a lot of left tackle with Joe Thomas taking, you know, his normal allotment of days off. But I think when we get into preseason, that will be a good battle. I was talking to Bitonio about it, and he said, you watch a film and guys say, hey, each of these guys makes plays and you say, hey, he can be a big-time left tackle or right tackle, and then the next snap, they make a mistake. Mm. So there's a growth period for both these guys, and really it's the only kind of undetermined job on the offensive line. And if we want the line, if the team wants the line to be strength, that fifth part can't be a big weakness.
Scott, a pleasure, buddy. Thank you for the insight.
See you later today, Scott.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.